Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. The Devil's Playground. The events and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
Come now, isn't it, Casey? Look at the crowds around all the different stands.
There's a wax museum and a shooting gallery. Is it always so crowded here, Larry?
Sure, all season. People come down here to go swimming on the beach. They wander around evenings, taking in all the excitement. They don't tell me you've never been here before.
First time, cross my heart. I was meant to, but after leaving the newspaper, well, you know how it is.
Even those newspaper hounds get a day off once in a while.
Anyhow, Mr. Reed suggested I come out here with you, so here we are.
Yes, with orders to see how all these little concessions are going.
Why did Mr. Reed want me to go? I'm a secretary, not a reporter.
So we look like the rest of them. Couple out for a good time.
Mr. Dollary,
here's the roller coaster, Casey. What do you think of it?
It's awfully high, isn't it?
The devil's trip to that part of my life. Six and third, two and two, the means of reference. And Lord, if one heard the devil's dip for only 50 cents, half a dollar, the fastest major roller coaster in the world.
How about a brother, you and a lady friend?
I'll leave right now.
Like to try, Casey?
No, thanks. Not me, though.
Why not? Sure, lady, there ain't nothing to worry about.
It doesn't look safe. Well, every time a car goes around that curve there, the whole support seems to shake.
That's the way it's built, lady. Vibration can't have it ridden.
Yes, but so much.
Safe with ground to stand on, lady. Absolutely safe. Come on, get aboard the Devil's Dipper. You think it's better?
Well, the lady says no. I guess you'll lose the sale.
Come on, Lowry. Let's see what's further along.
Okay.
Turn around the Devil's Dipper, folks. We'll pass the deal.
What's the matter with you, Casey?
Now, don't you start telling me how to do it, but I'm not on that roller coaster.
The only way for us to get any dope for a future story is to ride those things.
You're the one that writes the stories, not me. Besides, it did shake a lot.
I didn't notice it. Yeah, but forget it, Casey. There are plenty of people who don't go for roller coasters. How about a hot dog?
Okay, thanks.
There's a stand right over there.
Gosh, did you see that roller coaster go past?
Yeah, they streak around those turns like nobody's business. Come on. Hey, what's that?
Dip
back there at the bottom of that dip?
Oh, dark. It's
this fence.
I can't see over.
I can. Looks like the car shut the rails.
Anyone hurt?
Can't tell from here. Come on, back to the entrance.
Because I'm his bodyguard, that's why. And then put the morgue beyond that. Evening towards to sit here and keep people out where the case has been gone.
You can stop then. I'm back.
Here, though. I'm still on duty.
Yes?
Miss Case, Mr. Reed. Dolly and I are back again.
I've been expecting you. Come in, both of you.
Hey, hold on that chair, Axel. Mr. Reed doesn't want you.
Dolly, I can't understand this, Reed, since I get back.
Oh, Lowry, close the door. Well, Miss Case, I heard you and Lowry ran into a lot of excitement last night.
Yes, we did, Mr. Reed. And we've been out all this morning talking to people about it.
Maybe she'd rather be a reporter than a secretary, boss.
She'd do all right, too.
You got anything that the subway can use?
Boss, we got plenty.
You know about the accident last night?
Well, yes, we already had that story in. What I want now is the facts on who's responsible for it.
In the bag, Mr. Reed. We got enough to call out the militia and have that roller coaster padlocked.
It isn't safe, Mr. Reed.
Sure of that? The statement made by the owner after the accident blamed it on a stick that had been lying across the rail.
And that's what he said, boss. By the time we got past the cops and took a look, well, they might have fixed things up.
What about the safety inspector?
That's just it, Mr. Reed. He gave them a clean bill of health on it.
Why are you so sure it wasn't merely an unfortunate accident?
Here's why, boss. These little statements.
Where they from? Some of the injured passengers?
No, Mr. Reed. The passengers only knew there was an accident. They didn't know how it happened.
I don't
These
see...
statements are from guys who count, boss.
Yeah, but I still
The guys who built that roller coaster, the contractors. And here's one from one of the roller coaster employees. He worked right there. He knew what went on.
We got them this morning.
And every one of them sang.
Oh, good work. We'll be able to close down that rickety trap immediately. Hello, get me Gunnigan.
Shall I do the rewrite on this book?
Yeah, at once. Miss Case.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Take this other phone and call the composing and tell them to hold the front page. Gunnigan, for just a moment.
Give me composing.
Wally.
Yes, send Axford in here.
Gunnigan, we're starting a campaign against ramshackle amusement concessions.
Composing. Hold the front page for a second.
Now, that's right. We're going after them hammer and tongs.
Here I am, Rick. What's going on?
We have enough for a series, Gunnigan.
Well, plenty of proof.
No, we won't use names yet. No sense in using all our ammunition at once.
Ammunition is it? Who shot who?
Oh, Axford, hush up.
Certainly name the roller coaster. The Devil's Dipper. It's unsafe. Hammer on it. I'll tell the readers we'll have more later. Miss Case, put these statements in an envelope.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
What can I do, Rich?
Axford, you're going to do some bodyguarding.
Glory be. You read?
Oh, those papers Miss Case has. You're going to see that nothing happens to them.
Oh, no, Reed. That ain't no fit kind of a job for a lean man like me. I want something important.
Well, these papers are plenty important. They're going to make certain that innocent people aren't the victims of another accident like the one that happened last night.
Tomorrow.
Young man, you can tell your employer this.
Both Mr. Durkin and I have been libeled. We intend to sue.
That's a laugh.
Well, we have proof.
Then you had better use it.
We're suing the Sentinel immediately unless it publishes the retraction.
Oh, it's unless, is it?
I don't like your tone. Gentlemen, you can notify the editors of your various papers that we are suing the Daily Sentinel. Today, we'll demand $1 million damage. And gentlemen, you may print this, too. Mr. Durkin and I are going to collect it.
Late that evening, Scanlon and an accomplice took up their post near Dick Reed's home in the entrance to a dark alley. There they waited until they saw the bulky figure of Mike Axford approaching.
There he comes, Mike. See him crossing the street?
You mean that big guy, Scanlon?
Hey, he ain't gonna be no pushover.
They'll handle him.
Cluckley sure was right about that guy being a little bit on the dumb side. All I did was send him a telegram to bring them statements to his boss's place, and he falls for it.
And what's that way?
He's turned in, bro.
That's them, all right. Couldn't be nothing else. Stay here in the shadows. When I talk to him, you know what to do.
It's all set.
Quiet, brother. You got a match,
sir? Darling, it's a funny way to help out in the dark. And besides, I'm in too much of a hurry to...
Why, you're dirty!
Again, Mom. You just like the cow. I got the envelope. Run for it.
Threatened.
I understand.
Bailey Sentinel's been sued for libel.
No defense.
Cato, it's up to us to make sure this crookedness is settled once and for all.
Yes, sir.
Lowry told me about one of those witnesses, a man named Thomas. He's lieutenant at the Devil's Dipper. His job is to inspect the roller coaster after closing time each night.
Will you talk?
If we get one to repeat his statement, the others will follow. Get the mask and gun, Cato, and we'll take the Black Beauty. Tonight, Thomas is going to meet the Green Hornet.
Yes, that's right. The Devil's Dipper, but it's over in a hurry.
There's a
thinking, Durkin. What's happened to Thomas? He's been gone a long time.
Hey, he has the thought. Maybe that car gave him a little more trouble than he figured.
Yeah, maybe so. Still, I don't trust that guy.
Well, he's not going to talk.
He knows what'll happen. Why take chances? No sense in letting him out of our sight this late in the game.
He already burned that statement he gave to the Sentinel.
We can make another one, can't he? Come on.
Perhaps you're right.
We'll soon see if he's around or not.
Huh? There's the car.
Yeah, it's still up there.
Roller coaster accident solved! Owners under arrest! Green Hornet